Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Grand Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Molly and Haw.
Bigs time.
The Bigs Report with Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Brad Biggs is a football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you got the story. You're all over it. Loved your 10 thoughts this morning. I think the first one bears maybe our attention, given what was expected. Again, you know, unreasonable expectations probably from Caleb Williams. And you talk about how the wow plays that he made in the preseason were kind of outside the pocket. We saw a different version of him. Obviously, Tennessee wanted him in the pocket. And we saw some batted passes and we saw some pressure on the quarterback. And they've got a really good pair of defensive tackles that wreaked havoc.
Yeah, they just they've never gotten rhythm offensively. They really struggled to run the football. They didn't get that going really at all until the very end when DeAndre Swift had that 20-yard run. Going into the fourth quarter, I believe Velus Jones and Caleb Williams were their leading rushers with 11 yards apiece, and they didn't get any explosive plays, really. The Swift run of 20 yards would qualify. An end around to DJ Moore for, I think, 14 would qualify. And I suppose an 11-yard scramble by Caleb Williams would qualify as well. If your benchmark for an explosive run is 10 yards, no explosive passes at all. And it's tough to make a living in the National Football League when you can't create explosive plays on offense. But Caleb showed enough moxie to not commit some of those plays that'll doom you, especially when you're trying to climb your way out of a hole, which the Bears were in that game. He did not turn the football over. And how many times do you see the young quarterbacks make those mistakes? We saw the other young quarterback, the second-round pick a year ago for the Titans, Will Levis, make a whole handful of very poor decisions at critical moments that flipped that game for the Bears.
Brad, how would you describe the halftime adjustments that allowed the Bears to stop the run better than they did during the first quarter, especially when they gave up 63 yards on the ground?
Yeah, the Titans were running the ball with pretty darn good success in the first half. I think they had 115 yards in the first half against a defense that was tops in the league a year ago, giving up about 85-ish, I don't have it in front of me, a game. Had a lot of success on that one drive. Tony Pollard, 26-yard touchdown run. They were going to the left side. It looked like they saw Austin Booker, the rookie fifth-round pick, was in there, and they were going to go right at him. It wasn't just him. Like, you look at that long touchdown run, he got handled. Jaquan Brisker couldn't get off a block. A couple guys needed to be better on that play, but looked like they got wider with their defensive ends there in the second half and tried to funnel the action back inside. And Tennessee didn't have a counter to that. The Titans did not have a way to combat that. And consequently, Tennessee spent most of the second half in second long, third and unmanageable, and that was going to be a very difficult place for them to be against that Bears defense, against that secondary, and against a pass rush that was pretty good. I think a total of 10 quarterback hits in the game for the Bears defense.
This segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals. Available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. And Big Z, Tavondre Sweat is like a monster, man. That guy, it's unbelievable.
That's a monument in the middle of that Tennessee defensive line. Good pick by them, huh?
Oh, my God. I told David, any defensive lineman named Sweat, you just take him. You don't think twice about it. And Jeffrey Simmons is a great player. The Bears, the two of them helped wreak havoc, along with some blitzing linebackers, on the Bears' offensive line, and particularly on the interior of that line. And you wrote about the idea of Bates and Nate Davis sort of taking turns in a rotation. I don't understand why you're trying to figure that out now. I understand that they were, you know, the one guy missed the first half of camp, the other guy missed the second half. What are you going to do? Who's going to end up playing? And do you now have to figure out center position as well?
Well, they all needed to be better on the inside in that game, and I'll include Tevin Jenkins in that conversation as well. I thought from guard to guard they had a tough time. Now they're not going to see many defensive tackles as skilled as Jeffrey Simmons this season. He's going to be in the top three for sure in terms of guys they got to battle on the interior throughout this season. So that's a plus. They don't have a whole lot more big monsters that are going to look and play like him remaining on the schedule. Bates is a guy that you would imagine, based on the affinity that the organization has for him, tried to acquire him as a restricted free agent 2 years ago, traded for him this year. I think he's a guy that ends up in the starting lineup based on the fact that they really went after this guy multiple times. Now, originally, going into camp, it was billed as a competition between Ryan Bates and Coleman Shelton for the center position. When Nate Davis missed essentially the first half of training camp, they had to scrap that plan because Bates was over at right guard. And by then, you know, Eberflus sort of changed it to, well, we're going to, you know, it's a competition for all these guys, including Davis. So then you looked at it and you said, okay, what's that mean? Well, it looked to me like it was a three-man battle for two jobs. Davis, a guy that will play right guard. Shelton, a guy that will play center. And Bates, a guy that could play either. But that fell apart quickly because Bates then was shelved for essentially the second half of training camp with a pre-existing shoulder issue. So now you look at it and you're saying, okay, you got to identify the best five and you got to try to get them out there. Reality tells you just these six guys, the other starters and these three are going to be needed this season. So you get Bates and Davis going. I think you figure it out here in the near future. You decide on a starter at right guard and you realize whoever the odd man out is at some point, because you don't want to be rotating guards long-term, will be needed. Like, it's just, that's the way it works. Jenkins has had durability issues. Davis has had durability issues. And we know about Bates' shoulder issue now. So all these guys are going to have to be relied on at some point.
Brad, yesterday when it happened, you tweeted out something that everyone in Chicago agreed with. Your tweet said this: at $23.1 million for the season, Keenan Allen needs to catch the ball on that out route at the goal line. No question about it. He didn't, of course. Is he injured? What did you think about his debut as a Bear? And where is that offense that we heard about through preseason? All these weapons, they were not utilized yesterday.
Well, he's got a heel issue that shouldn't affect his hands necessarily, but he had an issue on that. And he's the guy that was they traded for, and they're committing big resources. He's making all that money here in the final year of his contract to be that, you know, safety blanket almost for Caleb Williams. And I don't want to just call him that because he's more explosive than that. He's more dynamic than that. He's done a hell of a lot more than that in his career, but he's the crafty guy that can get open in the middle of the field. He can, you know, find a crease and an opening on third down and help the young quarterback keep drives alive. And they went to him a lot yesterday, a game high 11 targets, but he has just four catches, 29 yards. He needed to haul that one in. Caleb was off too. You know, there were too many passes that, for one reason or another, were off the mark, were inaccurate. But, you know, they seem to indicate he's healthy. He did have a heel issue last year with the Chargers. You know, he's a guy that's missed some time in his career, and you hope that as a veteran he'll understand how he can manage it to get himself in a position that on game days – he's ready to go, but he's got to make that play. And you know what? I mean, a second-year guy's got to make that catch too, not just a guy that's had a decorated career like Keenan Allen. You got to make that play there at the goal line.
I'm curious, will there be a tryout at any positions on Tuesday, maybe the center position?
You're not going to find any centers that you want down at the offensive line store this week. They're not out there.
I thought it was a vineyard.
There's a sale today, isn't there?
Yeah, you can get them. You can get them marked off. They're priced to go, but they're there for a reason. They've been returned, and most of them have probably been returned multiple times. You know. So,
can Kieran Amagaji snap?
I don't think we want to find out the answer to that question. You don't want to do that to a young guy that you think has a bright future. Coleman Shelton's a better player than Lucas Patrick. Okay, and as Dustin said, when I was getting queued up here, guys, that's a low bar to clear. I won't dispute that at all. He got caught on a couple bull rushes. That's going to happen to the center position. You know, Olin could probably tell you that much as well. I mean, he's not this hulking, huge center. They want their center to be an athletic guy that can get out in space and move, that can get to the second level. So you get that massive brawler type guy there in the middle, and he'll be more stout against some of those bull rushes, but he's not going to be able to play in space like they want the guy at that position to be able to do.
So, Brad, this might be something that only concerns me. We talked about it earlier, but I wondered this.
Mac football?
Okay, we'll get to that. A little Maction, good for the soul, Brad. Glad that you tracked down Thomas Hammack for your 10 thoughts. Well done. Good hustle. But we digress. Fourth and three, first series, the Bears punt at the 50. Later, they went for it twice in fourth down, converted both times. You see, Brian Callahan, he went for it on fourth and three at his own 35. Mike McDaniel went for it on fourth and eight down in Miami. I'm sure there are other examples. Today's NFL, full of them every week where head coaches go for it on fourth down. Did Torrey Taylor make Flus more likely to punt on fourth down and be more conservative and conventional than maybe he would be otherwise?
I don't think so. That's a good question, but the fourth and three that I'm looking at, that was it, you know, that's with 12 and a half minutes to go in the first quarter.
Exactly.
They're in midfield. You got a rookie quarterback and you feel like you can probably rely on your defense against the young Will Levis. So I don't think so. If it's fourth and one there, you know, that's a conversation I'd be more likely to jump into and like, hey, let's take a look at this. What about the opportunity here? I punt there with that defense going against Will Levis and that Tennessee team. I don't take exception to that. And I think you got to understand how Flus is wired as a defensive coach as well.
We didn't want to cut anyone, Brad, but David started with Velus Jones, so there you go.
Oh, boy. You know, like, they talk about the more you can, you know, you hear coaches and front office people say, well, the more a player can do, right, the more value he has. Well, the flip side of that is the less a guy can do, like, the, you know, what are you going to do with him? And with Velus, we're determining there's less and less he can do. He can't return punts, right? He can't play wide receiver. And now you got questions about whether or not you want him back there on the kickoff. So how useful is he to your roster moving forward? And he had some roles on some coverage teams as well. And Flus tried to pump him up for, you know, running north and south, I think, with the few opportunities that he had there at the running back position. But that's just, it's an unfortunate situation because you've got an athlete there with a world of talent.
4.31 talent. 4.31
in that package.
Yeah, in the 40.
It's the speed,
size,
the power. Yeah. I mean, it looks like the total package. It just has not clicked for him as a football player. It really hasn't. And the Bears have put a lot of effort into it. And did they turn around and cut him? It wouldn't surprise me at all. But I don't think it happens. Not this week. I don't believe so. Saying that, you can't put him back on kickoff next Sunday night at Houston, can you?
Nope.
And if you can't do that, you can't have him on the roster.
He's not active.
Right? I mean, exactly.
Yeah.
But okay. What you have to answer though is how are you improving if you're cutting him, right? Yeah. How are you making your roster better? What do you need? What are you going to add? And everybody's got more flexibility than ever before with the elevations you can make from the practice squad. You saw the Bears use that for two guys yesterday. The long snapper, Scott Daly, Cowart, the defensive tackle who got some action there. So
you don't cut him, but you don't play him. You bring him to Houston.
Yeah.
Go enjoy the Galleria. That's it. But you're not getting on the field. You're not going deep on kicks. No way.
No,
you can't, especially with them having some pretty good, like DeAndre Carter had the second longest kickoff return in the league, 67 yards yesterday. And he had a 20 yarder on punt returns. Like they've got a guy and they continue And they've been doing it for a while now, and Chris Tabor was doing a great job of getting a different guy back there on punt returns on an annual basis and and making some magic happen with them, and that's continuing now with Carter, who's got more utility for them as a wide receiver than Bayless did.
Oh, good stuff, Brad.
You're the best, buddy.
And good hustle, seriously, getting Thomas Hammack. People want to read that, the Northern Illinois
coach. How about
that? He'll be on tomorrow at 8:35. Go ahead, Brad.
8:35 tomorrow? Yeah.
8:25.
Okay, I'll be listening. But just a great win for them. And I had about a 10-minute conversation with him early yesterday morning when he was still in his office. And I said, hey, what's this mean for the program? And I don't want to spoil the conversation you guys are going to have with him tomorrow, but he just talked about what it means for the university as a whole and the hope that recognition for the program will mean increased enrollment and attention and all those things that will benefit the university. And then the trickle down would be it would help the football program. And so kind of a neat moment for the Huskies program.
Great stuff, Bigsy. Thanks, buddy.
Totally agree.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Brad.
That is our guy.
Scooby Dooby Doo, NIU.
That is basically what he said to Brad.
That's the mantra. Well, that's what he said.
This is Maction.
Hey, when we come back, we should hear the final call from Andy Garcia when we come back after the break.
Yeah, yeah. Love Andy. Yeah. Good man. Blessed.
What
to
a moment.
With him.
Yeah. What a moment to experience.
All right. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 in score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Ready getting treated now to Anthony Rizzo's first at-bat in today's ballgame.
And another standing ovation from these fans. Anthony takes off the helmet to acknowledge them. Anthony, a very popular player and a great player for the Cubs.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. That is the great clip of the week, and it's brought to you by Great Clips. Go to Great Clips for your next haircut. It's gonna be great.
Great was the word to describe the video tribute to Anthony Rizzo on Friday. He was welcomed as he should have been. He was given the ovation and the praise and the love he deserved and earned.
Mm.
He was, I think, more than any other player from that 2016 team, the face of that franchise at the time. Represents an era, was here the longest. Good for Anthony Rizzo, said all the right things, was here on a special weekend at Wrigley Field. Cubs had their Hall of Fame induction yesterday. Congratulations to Kerry Wood and Aramis Ramirez. And Anthony Rizzo certainly enjoyed his weekend at Wrigley.
Yeah, it's great when a player like that comes back because, like, you recognize him. You know, just him standing there. You know, and there was a great moment where he dived for a ball over the tarp, and then they had, like, a tarp thing ready to go. All the great Rizzo tarp moments.
He had several.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was hysterical.
They played his walk-up music, which was nice.
Yes.
A lot of memories. Great memories.
I totally agree.
You thought the Cubs could have risen to the occasion and actually scored a run on Friday or Saturday. But
Pretty good stuff.
Too much to ask.
So we mentioned that over the weekend, Northern Illinois had themselves maybe one of the best moments in the program's history, going into Notre Dame, accepting a massive paycheck, and beating them, which is pretty spectacular.
I think it was the biggest moment in the program history.
All
biggest
right.
victory, certainly.
Shall we listen to it?
He's lining it up. 5 seconds left. NIU up 16-14. 62-yarder. Snap, hold, Jeter's kick. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! Picked up by NIU! Picked up by NIU! The Huskies have done it! The Huskies with the biggest upset in NIU history! They come to South Bend, Indiana, and they knock off the number 5 team in the country. NIU 16, Notre Dame 14. The football gods were shining down on NIU.
How about that? Congratulations to Andy Garcia. You hear him doing that bit. Whoever thought that he would go from playing a gazoo with Rick Tllander and Doug Buffon to that?
Andy Garcia, come a long way. Nice job. Great call. Talking about the football gods, take that touchdown, Jesus, I suppose. I was waiting for that. That was a really well done. And by the way, there are a lot of things to wonder in terms of what Marcus Freeman was thinking all day long and doing all week long. 62-yard field goal for a kid whose career high or long is 53 yards? Wouldn't you have been better off just throwing the ball into the end zone, hoping for a Hail Mary?
Did you see who the quarterback is for Notre Dame?
Yeah, I did. I know. That's part of the problem. If ever you were going to complete a Hail Mary, wouldn't it be in front of touchdown Jesus?
Let me ask you, Dustin, are you blaming the quarterback for that loss?
He is.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, I'm blaming the lack of a running game, and that might be the young offensive line. I mean, just reading their press clippings.
Should you not blame the head coach?
Oh, for sure. Listen, Marcus Freeman should have pulled what they did in Rudy. He should have taken the three-quarter zip off, should have walked into the athletic director or priest's office and said, here, I don't deserve to wear this. Have a good day.
I love the idea.
The priest has an office. The priest has an office at Notre Dame Stadium.
Yeah. He probably does.
He's got a little room in the back.
Father Jenkins, I think he had an office.
I agree. The story for us and for college football, Notre Dame loses to MAC school. But let's look at what Northern Illinois did. First time ever a MAC program has beaten a top 5 opponent. The first time ever NIU has beaten an opponent in the top 10. This is huge for them. They're now 25th. It's been a while since the Jordan Lynch era that they have reached these heights. Party in DeKalb. It's going to be a great season.
I I just, we had a texter who had another player to cut.
Yes.
I just thought I'd mention to it. He didn't understand why Carey Blasingame was playing so much as opposed to Cole Kmet, that Cole Kmet only getting 27 plays, in his opinion, must have been because Blasingame had seven. But in those seven plays, he did miss a block or two.
He was a turnstile multiple times, Blasingame.
Only seven plays.
He's a fullback. So you're not cutting a fullback. He's the only one who does what he does. Seven plays is not Carey Blasingame's fault that he only played seven plays.
But it's his fault that he missed a couple
blocks. If you're asking me to put him in the same category as Velus Jones, I'm not going to do it.
That's what Dustin wants.
No.
That's what our texter wants.
I'm just glad we got off of the Notre Dame loss.
Will you put him in the Coleman?
See, you gave him a bailout.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You gave him a bailout.
Let's get back to that. I apologize.
No, no, please. I was complimenting you.
I have another thought
on
Notre Dame. Let's finish the Blasingame thought, though, while you brought it up.
Well,
you're not cutting a fullback. Your texter did not bring it up.
They did.
They did. I read it, too. Okay.
Thank you. How dare you?
You don't have to respond to every single text.
You're the guy who said, who do you want to cut?
I know you're not going to cut him, but the right tackle also didn't have a real good day.
Right tackle was only noticeable on one play. And for me, that was like the first play of the game when they ran an unbalanced line and he lined up on the left side. Other than that, Darnell Wright was very quiet.
Wait till next week, Dustin. We're going to get to cutting both those guys after next week.
Darnell Wright's not going anywhere.
No, but the tackles will be the problem next week.
Chris Morgan's got his work cut out for him this week, the offensive line coach. He's got to get that unit playing together and recovering from, I think,
pretty ugly opener. Yeah, fair.
It was ugly. They were overwhelmed.
It's on tape.
They were dominated at times.
Yes.
When you see Coleman Shelton falling backwards, that's a center that's getting run over. You don't see that a lot. You shouldn't see that a lot.
It's going to be really hard to sit in that room and watch that happen and be called out for it, et cetera. It's going to be a long day for those guys, but this is what you got to do. You got to have those moments.
You wonder how that's going to affect what they do with Caleb Williams in terms of trying to elude a rush that they're expecting maybe to create some pressure, moving the pocket like they didn't do yesterday enough, going to shotgun more maybe to give him a little bit more time. I don't know what it will be, but they've got to adjust. You can't rotate your right guard. As Olin Krutz said this, if you have two guards, you really have one. That's the adage, right? So your tackles, Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright, they were better than your interior blockers, but everything has to be better against a Texan defense that is playoff caliber, and this is going to be a challenge.
On the pregame, and we talked about the fact that they kept six defensive ends, Olin asked, if you have six, do you have one?
You do. You have one, Montez Sweat, and five other guys. You got five guys.
No, I mean, that's, it was just funny.
Five guys. That's five. That's the Bears' other defensive ends.
So many of them. But you know what? That's pretty good. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
They were pretty
good. Daryl Taylor came to play. He's got a motor. He's got energy. That was the first word Eberflus used to describe him. Biggsy talked to him after the game. I suggest people check out his 10 thoughts at ChicagoTribune.com. Back to the Irish. Got to get there for a second.
Oh, please. Don't stop.
I'm sorry.
Dustin
needs to hear this. They are just as capable. I don't know what to expect from Notre Dame, and that's an indictment on Marcus Freeman. But I think a team that goes into College Station and plays as well as they did in the opener, given their schedule, you can conceivably say, and you have to ask a question. I heard it echoed and asked on the four-letter network talking about this. What happens if Notre Dame wins out? They could still win out.
Sure. Then they'd be among the top 12. They dropped to 18. They're still within striking distance of the top 12 where you have to be if you want to get in, and then you beat people. Here's the difference. They're not going to be, they're going to have to play their way in. They're going to have to play. That's a loss that will damage them when it comes to fixing where they fit in.
You know, I agree with that. And the absurdity of it is that that remains true and defensible. But so does the suggestion that they could be 8-4, that they could lose four games.
At Purdue next.
That's a win.
That's this week.
That's a win.
Miami of Ohio.
That's a win.
Then they host Louisville.
That's where we're going to find out a little bit more. Louisville. You know, they lost to Marshall a couple years ago, and he lost you forever after that loss.
I think that's when I fell off the bandwagon.
It didn't last long.
Mully was on the bandwagon, enjoying all the fun despite what happened. And then when that happened, that's when I think I tripped and I fell off the bandwagon and it ran over me.
It did.
Saturday, November 30th at USC. Let's hope that game means something.
USC looked good against LSU. We all saw that game.
Yes, that was good.
They've got the quarterback that is really
apparently close to the current quarterback. They're buddies, and I read a story which made me laugh out loud. That one of the reasons that Caleb didn't play in the bowl game last year was to give the guy a chance so that he would be able to display
his
talents, Miller Moss, so that they wouldn't try to replace him.
Very, very nice explanation to something that makes no sense at all.
None at all. Right. He was already going pro, and he couldn't play in that game. I mean, nice to say it was out of friendship, but it was really out of
it. That sounds like something that a Hard Knocks producer would suggest.
Exactly.
Okay? That's fiction.
That is complete.
Complete and utter fiction.
No,
but Miller Moss is a good quarterback. It is funny. Notre Dame and USC is going to be a problem. But Notre Dame, talent-wise, should be in a position where that game is winnable. That's the thing about college football. It's harder to predict now more than ever. The portal has changed things. You look at Notre Dame. They have a young offensive line that came together quickly against A&M. They did not impose their will against Northern Illinois the way they should have. Northern Illinois has a running back that ran all over Notre Dame's defense. And the quarterback was very, very competitive and showed a lot of moxie. I love moxie in the Mac. That's what you get from those players.
Moxie's a great word.
Moxie's a great word.
I got to tell you, I'm laughing because I got to go back to the Bears for a second. Because they found themselves a pass rusher and he had two sacks. And instead of appreciating that success, we have a texter saying, damn, that means Austin Booker won't play, and he had six snaps on defense.
That's okay.
And he had three special teams.
It's okay. Austin Booker.
But he's not going to get better if you keep playing a guy ahead.
Yes, he is. He is. He's going to get better this year.
Just kidding.
Okay.
I'm just having
this
fun.
This is redshirt year.
I knew this would drive you nuts.
I mean, he doesn't have to play 30 snaps a game to be effective. You really, Austin Booker, 10 to 15 is what you're looking for. You want him fresh. He is active. He got the nod over Dominic Robinson, who's still on the team. I know you want him cut next. But I don't think that Dom Robinson is going to get stand in anybody's
totally
way.
Totally unfair. You know how much I like that guy. We had him on. He's a quarterback, former quarterback, former receiver. But he just knows the game very well, and he's a fun guy to talk to. And he changed his body shape. And Grody told us on the pregame that he's done with the Bears and what they say about players, and now that they've benched him because they pretended they loved him to Grody.
Grody had a great pregame hit with you. I sat next to him in the press box for the first half. It was really fun to sit next to Mark Grody and get his football insights.
He was great. He's a wonderful man.
He usually does something. He'll have some hits throughout the day. But at 6 o'clock tonight, where you often hear Mark Grody, we're having a live Take the North podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yes, live Take the North. Dan Wiederer and me, we're having live Take the North. I'm not quite sure how it's all going to come together, but it's all coming together.
I had a girlfriend once, long time ago. She's long gone. And I was going on, I think, like the Chet Kopic show. Remember that? This is a long time ago.
Your dime, your dance floor.
And I was like, oh, great. I'm going to do a hit on this thing, blah, blah, blah. And she said to me, don't say basically the F word. And I was like, what? And she's like, don't say it. Whatever you do, don't say it. I'm like, I would never say that. I know. It's like I walk around swearing. Why would I? And I'm talking to Chet, and all I'm thinking is don't say the F word. Don't say it.
I mean, and did you?
No.
Oh.
But I mean, I basically everything.
Have you ever slipped?
I said.
Have you ever said? Have you ever?
I've never said
on
that one. Okay. I think I've said other words.
Yeah.
I might have said something.
Just wondered.
But no, I've never sworn on the air without it being caught. If that's what you're asking,
what I'm wondering.
I think I once had to dump something in a very early morning thing, but I hit the dump button.
Dump it, dump it, dump it.
I got the dump button here. Have you? You don't swear much outside of...
I don't, really. So
no, not that I do, but...
I don't think I've ever had that encounter. No. I don't think I've ever said anything that would be...
But, I mean, why would dumpable. You ever say to someone, don't do this horrible thing... Before they do sound like this was the problem.
Well, all the horrible things that we have said this morning, if you want to hear them again, or any of our conversations with Olin Krutz, DJ Moore, that was a good one.
That was fun.
Or Brett Biggs from today's show, you can go back and listen with the rewind feature, something you can only do on the Odyssey app. Search 670 The Score, tap earlier today, and get started.
Hey, should we squeeze in Gary? He's waited a long time. Sure. Gary is downstate. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah. Hey, I just had two quick points here. I think you guys and Biggs covered some of it, but I think people are forgetting that Tennessee's defensive coordinator and coaching staff, they deserve a good shout out. I mean, they knew what they were going to in this game. Caleb Williams, rookie, reputation for being a prima donna, and a bad makeshift offensive line carried over from last year. So they went after and they attacked. It was a smart game plan. Kudos to those guys. Second point here is, and this is a joke, but I think that what the Bears ought to do this week is in practice, say, okay, here you go, Caleb. You're going to get starting defense. Throw as many blitz packages as possible. But guess what? We're only going to give you three offensive linemen. Get used to it. This is what your season is going to be like.
That was kind of like yesterday. Thanks for the phone call,
Gary. Wow.
Bernard Wilson did a nice job of confusing the Bears' defensive or offensive line, and that defensive front from the Titans, as you pointed out, is a very strong one up the middle, especially.
Yeah, no question about it. Callahan, you know, he did well for a rookie coach.
He did well. He had that team. And if he had a quarterback,
well, that was
then
the problem.
They win that game.
They made the bat. The quarterback made the game losing play.
It was execution, though. It wasn't design.
It
was poor execution and judgment by the quarterback, and that's out of the coach's hand.
That's right.
Can we get away from the whole? You looked at me. You knew I was the whole prima donna thing with Caleb Williams and
the painted fingernails.
It's fine. Yeah. He painted his fingernails yesterday. They were orange. He still had it on post game. It's fine. He is an individual. He's expressive. It had nothing to do with his performance. That's what the implication is. He's a diva or a prima donna, so that's why Denard Wilson had a better time attacking him with the blitz? No. That doesn't make any sense.
We got Dan and Lawrence next, and we're going to talk to them in just a second here. Don't forget, take the North. What time is it?
Six to seven.
6 to 7.
Yes.
Wow, that'll be it.
Six to seven.
David doing an extra show.
I am doing an extra show.
We didn't get
Thanks for the reminder.
We didn't get to everything today.
I got more thoughts.
I'm going to listen to that.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo NIU, 6 to 7.
All right, we got the boys next, Mully and Hall, The Score.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.